The president says he came to Accra at the end of his long trip to make a point.
And I've come here to Ghana for a simple reason. The 21st century will be shaped by what happens not just in Rome or Moscow or Washington, but by what happens in Accra as well.
The first African-American president of the United States received an enthusiastic welcome in the Ghanaian capital, where he was embraced as family. He responded with praise and warm words for Ghana and its democratic institutions. But there was also some tough talk, the kind of talk only a family member can provide. The president, the son of a Kenyan father, spoke of his personal connection to Africa's tragic past. But he said the time has come for Africans to take control of their own destiny.
Yes, a colonial map that made little sense helped to breed conflict. The West has often approached Africa as a patron or a source of resources rather than a partner. But the West is responsible for the destruction of the Zimbabwean economy over the last decade. Wars in which children are enlisted as combatants.
He called on a new generation of Africans to build democracy, create opportunity, fight corruption, and end the long cycle of strongman rule and conflict on the continent. Mr. Obama said these conflicts have become a millstone around Africa's neck, and he stressed it is never justifiable to kill innocents in the name of ideology.
It is the death sentence of a society to force children to kill innocents. It is the ultimate mark of criminality to condemn women to relentless and systemic rape. We must bear witness to the value of every child in Darfur and the dignity of every woman in the country.
The remarks came in a speech at a packed convention center attended by members of the Ghanaian parliament. The president said Ghana has become an example for the rest of the continent, a country where one political party peacefully yields power to another at the ballot box, and government institutions are strong.
That is the ingredient which has been missing in far too many places for far too long. That's the change that can unlock African potential, and that is a responsibility that can only be met by Africa.
It was clear in his words that the president's intended audience reached far beyond the city limits of Accra. White House officials said they turned to new media to bring the event to people across the continent, particularly the young. The president reached out to them in his address, repeating the refrain of his White House campaign.
You can conquer disease and end conflicts and change from the bottom up. You can do that. Yes, you can.
Earlier, Mr. Obama met privately with Ghanaian President John Adam Mills. He also visited a hospital, a symbolic stop designed to highlight American support for development efforts in Africa.
America will be with you every step of the way, as a partner, as a friend. Opportunity won't come from any other place, though. It must come from the decisions all of you make, the things that you do, the hope that you hold in your heart.
Before leaving Ghana, President Obama planned to travel by helicopter to a coastal fortress where for 300 years countless Africans boarded ships bound for death at sea or a life in slavery. His wife and children are expected to join him at the site. First Lady Michelle Obama is the descendant of African slaves, but it is not known where in the continent her ancestors lived. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, with a president in Accra.